Under Doyle's watch, the state undertook massive construction projects, including the rebuilding of Milwaukee's Marquette Interchange. And yet, in recent years, Doyle has been portrayed as a governor who let Wisconsin's highways fall apart. Doyle says it bugs him.
This has been one of the big, fables that has been there.
Transportation funding rose to the forefront last year when the Doyle administration won an $810 million federal grant for high-speed rail service. Republicans argued the money was badly needed for roads instead, which they contended had been shortchanged by the governor. Doyle says just look at the numbers.
In fact, the transportation side of our budget has grown dramatically, as it should. I've supported these projects. It's grown dramatically during my time as governor.
It is true that if you look back at budgets before Doyle took office, it shows that funding went up by about 20% while he was in charge. But Craig Thompson with the Wisconsin Transportation Development Association says Doyle raided the state's road fund to pay other bills and left the state with bigger debt payments.
The overall shape of the transportation fund right now is not a good one. And the ongoing revenue coming into the fund to sustain transportation did not really change much. So it's in a precarious situation right now.
Thompson's group was behind successful advisory referenda in 53 counties urging lawmakers to protect the transportation fund. Doyle says he only wishes health care and education advocates could be as successful in their own PR campaigns. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.